Blog Talk Radio. Mayotte, Grand Rising, and Better Love. You are listening to the Truth to Power show. I am Beverly, and we have with us tonight Dr. Steele, also known as Nefertiti Rossetti, and she's have a lot of information, and let me bring her up here. Greetings, Dr. Steele. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Greetings, greetings, everyone. It's nice to be back.
Well, thank you. Kind of tell the people who you are.
I guess that's a sort of question in itself. My daytime job is I'm a medical doctor, and I work in quality and regulatory assurance, dealing with pharmaceutical manufacturers, vaccine manufacturers, things like that. In my free time, I'm really a spiritualist, and I spend a lot of time at home, you know, with my kids and doing different stuff for my shop, making metaphysical jewelry, and I lead a couple of spiritual discussions and things like that, and I just, you know, try to, you know, stay grounded. So that's my main goal of what I am. I am that I am. I don't like to really claim too much.
Okay. Excellent. And I want to bring one of my co-hosts up here. I see he joined us tonight, Dr. Robert Eck.
Hotep, Sister Bear. Hotep, got it.
Hotep, Dr.
Better
Eck.
Love.
Hotep.
Better love. Yes, and kind of let's start off where you worked in the lab when they were dealing with the COVID, the vaccine.
Are you referring to
take us there? Yes, Dr. Steele.
Okay, well, actually, I worked in the lab in 2006 and 2011. I actually worked on mRNA vaccines, but this was the testing that we were doing for the flu to do genetically modified. We were told we were doing it for the flu. I worked for Targacept during that time in the analytical chemistry department, and we were studying mRNA vaccines for that, but that was a failed study. It didn't get to go because basically all the animals in our husbandry, we lost all the animals and stuff. The funding got pulled, and so I went on to medical school, and then upon getting out of medical school, I got reintroduced to mRNA vaccines in the quality and regulatory arena now. From my previous research and from what I knew, I kind of already knew that they weren't safe and effective, and based on studies and things that are coming out now, that has been proven to be true. And I have a couple of things I want to discuss. There's a journal article. It's from the Journal of Clinical and Experimental Immunology. And the title of this article is COVID-19 Vaccines in Australian Review. And it's by Connie Turney. And this is the latest one that I've been able to see that's doing like a multi-arm study and just, you know, review. And basically the conclusions that they've come up with is that the actual vaccine is causing more cases per million of COVID deaths than is associated with the disease itself. And then they then go on to deem it not safe or effective, which to me in a medical peer-reviewed journal is very damning information. So as a quality person, I have to ask myself, why is it still here?
And how did it even get out here? I mean, who gave it the go-ahead to administer it to the public?
Well, you know, Empress, or this is a very sordid question because, like I said, in 2012 is what they're telling the public is when the U.S. government did DARPA, and basically they were the ones who began investing in gene-encoded vaccines from what they're telling the public is 2012. But I know for a fact that in 2006, I was in the lab in Chapel Hill, and we were modifying coronavirus then.
Chapel Hill, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead,
yeah.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah. So I was there in 2006. I was a part of the MED program, and I was shadowing some histology people and also a virology professor, and they were actually in the lab modifying the backbones to the viral particles, or what they said at the time were viral particles then in 2006. So we've known about mRNA technology, you guys, since 2004, 2003, and probably before that.
Excuse me, guys. Mm. Let me take you back. Let me take you back just a second. You said earlier that you were a part of your introduction to the mRNA technology was basically done in the lab where you and others were dealing with genetically modified flus?
And right, influenza. So we were actually in the lab. I was a part of the analytical chemistry department. So my job was to study the different enantiomers or the different folding chemistry of the backbone that we were trying to meld the viral particle with, or the code, that's what I would say. And so we were at about phase one, phase two trials. We had done some animal models, and we were beginning to do some human studies when the study was closed down. Once it started the phase two in England, we got some bad news, and then we kind of had to shut down the program.
Right. Did that have anything to do with the Obama administration and the scientists around the country, and for that matter, around the world, basically objecting to that kind of science that was going on at the time in terms of gain of function?
Yeah, I can say this. It always has been an ethical question, understand,
right,
about using mRNA or just genetic period and modifying the genome. So it was always a genetic question, and it was always, we had two sides. We had one side that was totally against doing anything and saying it was unethical, you know, you're playing God. And then you had the other side of us who believed, you know, that we could use this type of technology to really heal people because, like, if you could really target a gene, just understand what the technology was supposed to be for, so we thought, then you could basically do gene therapies, you know, and replace certain genes and people to help diabetics, different things, people get weight loss, stuff like that,
yeah,
activate different receptors. So at first, like I said, it seemed good until you get in the lab and you actually realize what is occurring, you know. But
yeah,
it's kind of like back then, honestly, every hand don't know what every hand is doing. So I'm in the analytical chemistry department. I'm working at Target Cell. We just studying it on a one little receptor, the nicotinic ACH receptor, and studying, you know, some flu, you know, mRNA vaccines for the flu and stuff like that, and transforming tobacco, understand, like tobacco, these like transforming the tobacco to produce vaccines and stuff like that. So that's the type of stuff we were working on. And
well,
now all the other stuff comes with that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry for cutting you off, but that's extremely interesting because they were subsequently to the release of the virus, they will subsequently point to tobacco, which they early on told people that smoked it, they would be at risk, at greater risk, in terms of acquiring the virus.
And
subsequent
I knew
to that,
that mm-hmm,
they then said that tobacco would be an inhibitor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But now,
right,
let me take you back just before that, because This situation with the flu, because my question to you would be, how did you feel? What kind of feeling did you get when they first warned the people about the virus almost as a co-signature. They said the flu no longer exists. It went on vacation.
Yeah.
And I know red flags just went up all over the place with you when you heard that.
You know, honestly, a lot of red flags went up from the beginning because, like I said, I studied the technology, so I knew what happened to all my animals, and I knew that unless they had made some very big waves and changes, there was no way possible that you can control modifying a genetic code like mRNA, because we have two DNA systems, see, one in our mitochondria and one, you know, in our regular autosomes or whatever. So understand, like, they messing with a lot of stuff, a lot of cross signaling. And after I did the research, I now know that there's no way that you could do that to help someone. Let me just put it that way. Like, you would never have the intent to use that type of therapy to heal somebody, because there's millions of other things that we can do to really heal a person without doing that. So understand where I'm trying to go with this. It's just when I saw it, I immediately got alarmed. I immediately started sharing with everybody my research. I violated some NDAs, but the company that I work for, Targacept, is no longer functional because they went actually out of business. They bet on mRNA technology. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it was dead in the water. Like, nobody was thinking about mRNA vaccines. And just like this, Moderna and Pfizer just come out of nowhere. Like, everybody in quality was blowed out the water. Like, where did this come from? When did they do any clinical trials? Because nobody had worked on any trials or seen anything, you know. And usually you have clinical trials for 2 years. Like, something this big or that they had, we would have seen. Even with the EUA, somebody still would have been working on a minor trial, you understand, for what they had to submit for the EUA. But I knew nobody
for the family,
in the whole
thing. That's emergency use authorization, just for the family that may not know. Go ahead, Goddess.
Yeah. So it was just red flags all over. It wasn't set up properly from a quality and regulatory standpoint. It wasn't being stored properly, shipped properly. It wasn't good chain of custody. Like, I could just go on and on about the real issues before anybody even took the first shot that just threw alarms in me, like, something about this is just not right. And
because they violated all the protocols.
Yeah, every protocol that I know. And my, so I've been in clinical trials all my life since I, you know, even before I got my medical degrees, I was working as a tech, you know, so I've never seen this ever ever, not even for EUA. Like, after reviewing those 10,000 documents for the BLA from Pfizer, which is the basic licensing agreement, guys, I have never. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, I don't know what to tell people but the truth. Like, something's seriously wrong there. I've never seen nothing like this in my life. And it's very sad that it got to this point and so many people is vaccine injured now and probably getting ready to deal with the catastrophic effects of them rushing something through that is not safe, is not effective, and to me is a bioterrorism weapon, if we want to be honest. But, you know, I don't want to strike nobody on here. That's the way I look at it.
No, the man who wrote the protocols for the use or non-use of bioweapons, Dr. Francis Boyle, basically said that it was a bioweapon from his analysis from day one, and he wrote the protocols on this stuff.
Yeah. It has to be. It's no other, there's no other logical explanation for what it's doing, the type of machinery that is taking over in the body, the tissues that are forming now, that are forming those clots in people. Like, the loss of fertility, all of that type of stuff. Like, it's very targeted and strategic if you really look at this. And, like, you know that that protein was not going to stay where they said in no muscle. Like, you know there's no way if you modify a gene that it could just stay in one place. It's going to spread all over the body. So just that alone was enough for me to know something wasn't right. And I don't know now. It's just a situation I guess we all going to have to deal with.
Well, you know, Goddess, it would seem to me that people that know of your background would have been beating down your door to interview you. I'm talking about media. Okay?
No.
If not mainstream media, certainly the second tier or third tier media, local media, should have been beating down your door and others' doors.
No, it was crazy because at the time that I was talking about this stuff, and I got friends that are like medical doctors, you know, like actually working in the hospital. I went to them with the information. I even sent one of my friends the actual documentation from Pfizer, the actual documents. Like, I did a lot of stuff that I could have probably got in trouble for and still can, but I really don't care. But I sent documents, I talked to people, but it was like they shut down all my social media. So for a while, I couldn't even go log on, just different crazy stuff. Every post that I would make when I would even mention the vaccine or anything, they would challenge it or take it down. And I'm talking about just me putting up there what happened with my ferrets in the lab, my own testimonies and stuff, what was going on with my brothers and breaking down what was happening. They would flag my stuff and they took it down. Like all 2021, my social media accounts were all suspended. And, I mean, what do? You can try to go to the news or something like that, but that everybody was so against doctors like me that was speaking out against the vaccine. Like, we got ostracized, or even I had doctors tell me I was crazy. And I'm like, I was in the lab making this viral. Like, you weren't there. I was literally there. So if I have this research and I'm telling you it's this, why are you not listening?
Because they didn't listen to Robert Malone as well.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, they didn't listen to a lot of us that really were trying. And, you know, I was in private doctor blogs, and I was trying to talk to them. And, I mean, when I say I got ostracized, like, even my friends stopped talking to me. Like, friends I went to medical school with, they've been on trips with and everything. Like, it caused a real division. And it's like now they starting to come back around, you know, and I think they see the error, but I don't know. People were just so believing what they heard on the TV and not just taking the time to do the research on it before they made a decision. And I think they just wanted a cure. People was going in fear. You know, a lot of people was afraid of nothing in the end, but, and that's how they got these people.
Well, now, let me ask you this, and I hope the family took note that you pointed out that your friends who are in the medical community would take their direction from one of the most dangerous pieces of the technology in the history of mankind called the TV before they would listen to a documented, certified professional, and that field of specificity, if I can say that. The TV family, maybe now you'll understand how dangerous it is. It didn't just get that way, all right? But now my other point of concern with what you're saying is that, and let me tell you, you're in good company here, okay, because we started noticing and looking at this thing going back to November, December 2019, before all the hoopla began to occur. And we were looking at specifically what was going on in China. And it just just blew me away that people would all of a sudden just fall out dead in a country like China. And then all of a sudden, people started to appear from China all over social engineering media, because Bear would tell you, Goddess, it's not, there's nothing social about social media. It's social engineering media, and I know you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It just blew me away. So we started to take a look at what was going on there, and it just really didn't make any sense, because we knew that nothing gets out of China, not even a grain of rice, that they don't want out of China. So they wanted us to see that. And just based on that alone, we knew something was wrong, and we began to take a look. Subsequent to all of that, we would then find out that there was a release of a so-called coronavirus. I think it was in May or June of 2019 at Fort Detrick, Maryland, and the exact same symptoms occurred in the people that caught this particular coronavirus that were exactly the same as so-called COVID-19. Were you aware of this lab leak in May or June of 2019?
I heard of that, and I want to expound on something, and I'm going to take people to a place, and I know some people might not understand what I'm saying, but this is what I want people to understand.
Take us, Goddess. Take us.
It's not why everybody has the coronavirus right now. Everybody has it.
Yes.
What would be considered the particle, understand what I'm saying, because it's a toxin that we're getting poisoned with, and the spike proteins are what is ate out from around the cell, and that they read that pattern and they say that's a virus. But understand, it's already, everything is living inside of your cell. Bacteria,
right,
and everything live inside of the cell. The cell has to be attacked and break down for that stuff to spill out. So understand what I'm saying. If these people are telling you now that they can modify a plant or animals now to produce a gene that's a viral particle, understand, they could have already put it in your food and your water, and you just reading what they done put in you. The PCR test is no good. It was never designed for diagnostic test, and that's not what it was designed to do. It's only designed to pick up a small sequence that you preset. So I could set the sequence to everything depending on how many cycles of that I run. So that's
correct.
Why the PCR test wasn't reliable. It wasn't never based on that. So I could fool that test and say, this is the sequence, and you got the virus, and it don't even mean that you got nothing. And see,
that is correct.
That's the saddest part, because when you get up here and you see that, then you see the illusion and the lie. And I really think they was putting a toxin in the water, and that poisoned people. And then they got respiratory symptoms from the toxins that they put in the water and the food, understand, from their cells, cellular death and everything. And then they took a shot thinking that that was going to cure them, and the shot was the biological warfare for them to be producing the spike protein and all of this stuff to now catastrophically take place in their body. I really believe that they've been genetically modifying the food. We have evidence of that.
Yes. Yeah,
so
I was one of those people on the front lines in the early 1990s when we were fighting against genetically modifying food. Through Monsanto and other international corporations.
Exactly.
Go ahead, guys.
You know, you're right. You're right, King. And, you know, what's the saddest part is, like, I have a friend that worked for Zoetis in 2021, and I know for facts that they was putting that stuff in the agricultural feed in 2021. And they just telling people about it now. I told my whole group to stop eating meat way back, way, way back. I was like, they got it, and they putting it in the meat, literally. And now they coming out. Well, you see what I'm saying? So they are doing stuff already, and then they telling the public 2 years after the fact. So now we 2 years after the fact, some people have been exposed. Now, the question for me is, how deep is this exposure? Is this just you can clear it? Because it's just a bacteria in a stand that they don't put into the meat or into the plant that produces the protein itself. So it's not the actual cold. But my question is if that could morph and become some RNA and get incorporated into your genome, then that's a bigger issue. Because you could clear a toxin out. You could clear a spike protein out. You understand? But you can't clear out the cold that's making it if it gives you that.
Mm-hmm. Because it's at the cellular level. Wow. So why not? Is it possible? I know this is theoretical, but is it possible then to interject new cells into the body that can identify the spike proteins and then reproduce itself like a killer cell that you put into the body that can hunt down cancer cells and focus on those cancer cells alone, which is what pretty much what the mRNA was supposed to be able to do, right?
That's what it took away. It was our ability to do that. It wiped out the innate immunity and caused them to make a spike protein instead of those T cells and B cells that they needed to fight. Exactly what you're saying. So technically, if you think about the body is self-regenerating, right? Our blood renews every 90 days. Every cell in your body renews like every, I don't know, 6 months to a year, every cell in your body is new. So, again, I would say that you got a chance. The question is if the code is incorporated into your genome, because then that's a worse situation. Like, then it's basically you don't have vaccine without getting a shot because you got that code. And I don't care what type of T cells, B cells you're going to form, that code is taking over you being able to even form those T cells and B cells because all you're making is spike proteins now. You're not even making the antibodies. You're not even making the cells to kill it. So this then took over your whole machinery and turned that off. Like they turned it off for these people. So they turned off a whole arm of their immunity. And it's now their body just producing spike protein antibodies and no immunoglobulins or nothing.
Right. This almost sounds like a biological version of AI. That's what this sounds like.
That's what it is. They've done been took over by a rogue code, and it's doing whatever it want to do in their body right now to a catastrophic effect. You know, I was looking at something that said that I was actually looking at a patent that was done actually with this technology, and I couldn't find the patent number for some reason tonight, but somebody might have it, where there's actually an operating system attached to this vaccination.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
My thoughts are they know that everybody wasn't going to live through this. I think that they're looking for the hybrid that they can control.
Yes.
And clone. I'm just telling y'all the truth. And clone. They're looking for the person with the right code that's body's going to reincorporate all of that into them. And then they're going to be able to control that person's, you know, clone with an operating system.
I see, it sounds like AI. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Go ahead, Bill.
No, I'm just saying, and I'm like you, Dr. X, when you say, when is people going to jail? But this seems like this came from the military.
That's where it came from.
It came from the Department of Defense, so understand. who they defending against.
Yes. No question about it. And,
you
of course,
Darcy. What's going on with that? You know, it's a war against our evolution, families. And when you really realize that we have been under chemical warfare, biological warfare since before we was born, since before I got here, y'all got here, everybody got here. But because we have nine loci of genetics, understand, it is hard for them to poison us and toxin us because we can upgrade our DNA, our cells upgrade. That's why they always take blood from you every year, because you're upgrading, things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a race for them against us. They're trying to slow down our evolutionary path, basically.
Yes. So what do you know? Go ahead, Beth.
No, go ahead, Dr. S. I'll ask the question afterwards. Go ahead.
No, ladies first.
Okay. So
Shippery
in
ain't dead, Beth. Somebody's trying to assassinate.
Right. Okay. Someone in the chat room is asking, so the people who got the shot, are they not human anymore?
Technically, no. They're transhuman.
I was going to say the same thing. Technically,
wow.
No.
That's why they pushing the trannies. Mm.
Yeah, they trans. That's what I'm telling you they're trying to do. They're trying to find a transhuman that's going to take this technology. Understand what people need to know is cloning is a thing. It's true. You can take a person.
Yes.
You can clone anything from a person. All you need is a piece of bone or their blood. They spit even to the point. That's how advanced this technology is. So they're looking for the hybrid, and these people is all hybrids because they got a silicone backbone in their DNA now. So that's not, they're not producing what is called complementary DNA anymore. That means when you read the code, if it's organic material, you're going to produce complementary DNA. That's what makes you an organic human. They now are producing a code from a silicone backbone. Understand, that's something else.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. I have a theory that have been worked on by some Indian scientists, because your name didn't get past me. The fact that you're vibrating on ancient Kemetic science didn't get past me. Okay, just want to let you know that. The other thing is, you know, from an ancient Kemetic perspective, that much of our science was based on vibration.
I see.
Okay? That's the spiritual science and the physical science. If you
mm-hmm.
weren't vibrating at a certain level, there were only going to be a limited number of options for you, person. The same thing applies today. And
mm-hmm.
I feel that the most important thing that our people could be doing is not only working on their particular vibratory level, and that all involves behavior. Because from where I sit, much of the ills that affect us are primarily components of a major behavior modification effort. That's why the psychology is so prevalent in almost everything today. These people don't make a move without consulting their psychologist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That being the case, I think that we should have post-haste, as these Indian scientists have done, with extremely positive results, that you will be able to remove these maladies from the human body. I'm talking about coronavirus and others, by using vibration.
Damn, that's... This is what I was trying to help people to see, and this is true. If you can visualize a cancer on a CAT scan or MRI, then you can send the frequency there to heal it if you wanted to.
Correct.
So why aren't they?
I think you know why.
And that's what we got. That's what we got to do then.
Exactly. We heal through vibration, through tones, through music. That's why they done attacked our music and everything, because, you know, jazz and stuff will heal our DNA, our DEA.
Yeah. Yes.
Scat, all of that type of music and stuff like that. Even the original hip-hop was healing, you understand? Frequency and vibration and tone is what we respond to. And they noticed, and that's why they did the network program, and they programming our internal network, our internal Wi-Fi, our spirit, you know. And we just, as a people, just got to get past this. Okay. We see they move. They got the whole chessboard right here, and they moving pawns. So what is we finna do to counter it? Because honestly, we are attacking our body. Our body is not attacking us.
Yes.
Everything we ingesting right now, a lot of people ingesting is a poison, is a toxin, it's not organic, it's GMO. That right alone is killing you, because your immunity can't fight, because every day you bombarding your body with toxins and carcinogens, and everything is doing nothing to clear that out, nothing to help your body heal itself. If your body getting damaged every day over and over from chemicals in the sky, in the air, in your water, even when you shower, it's chemicals in that. Now, understand, your body is miraculous, because listen to all of these ways they done been hitting you, and a lot of people was blind to it and just was walking out here blind, and you still functioning.
Yes.
So if you still functioning, that means you can still self-heal. But the question is, are you willing to have the discipline to do what you got to do to heal yourself and beat the mental programming that these people told you that you need that meat? You never needed that meat. You never needed those vegetables. That's why they're going. You need water. You need H3O water, actually, for your melanin and neuromelanin. Most people is dehydrated, and they think they're hungry. Most people have parasites in their gut that make them feel hungry. When their gut is rumbling, those are parasites, and they don't cleanse. But that's the key. If you cleanse in your body, if you're removing them toxins out of your liver, out of your kidneys, you flushing your body, you purifying your blood, then your immunity ain't got to fight itself or your body, and it can work on healing you.
So then, Goddess, how do we, because you see, I'm almost at my wit's end, okay? Some of us have been trying to relay these messages for I'm almost ashamed sometimes to tell people how long. Let me put it like this. Dr. Sebi was totally unknown back then. Dilbert Blair was a young boy chasing girls. So some of us have been out here trying to relay this particular information for quite some time. But the level of fear that exists in our people, because most of our people, and I'm sure everybody can see it today, that the vibratory level is so low, I've never seen it this low before. And I grew up in the 60s. I've never seen it this low before.
You have to understand, though, who's controlling the media? Who's controlling what we see right now?
And that's vibration
level. What's my vibratory level? What's just the bear vibratory level? What's the people vibratory level on his phone? That's not the information they want to project to the public.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? It's the illusion within the illusion. Now, these people don't want to give up that food. They don't want to give up some vegetables, but the great mother's going to take them. So they're going to be forced into it. That's where we at. You done been trying to wake people up for years and years. Now we hear in it. The food is leaving, is it not? They burning up all their cows and everything. It wasn't real food, no way.
Right. Right, that's true.
They killing all the chickens. It wasn't real food, no way. Like, let's
keep
it
real anyway.
It wasn't. Yeah. If anything can graze in a pasture, it's not, it's been genetically modified for them, for their genetics. We're not eating for our genetics. We are eating for an inorganic person's genetics. You have a mitochondrion that can power your whole body. They don't. Their mitochondrion is different from ours, and that's the key. We can use the sun rays, literally ultraviolet rays, rotates our melanin, and we absorb the light as energy, and it goes to our body and powers it. But they're giving us toxins to degrade our melanin. They dehydrating the hell out of us, so your melanin can't even work because you ain't got the water in your body, the right hydrogen in your body to even power your melanin, so you won't be hungry. Like, it's a psyop, because the more you eat that, their type of food, the less energy you're going to have to heal.
Well, I got to take you here, Goddess, because I know you're up on this too. You almost have to be. You keep mentioning melanin, and I'm sure I've read all the books on melanin, so I'm right there with you. However, we got to deal with what you're talking about, and that's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So what component of this whole melanin duality controls our behavior? And the answer to that would be serotonin.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, there's all kind of discussion on melanin and the powers of melanin. But what we're talking about, again, ancient comedic science, is where I learned it at, and that there's the duat or duality, male and female, to everything. Serotonin and melanin are no different. They're male and female constructs. What good is one without the other?
Understand, you are very right, and that is why they give people who are highly spiritual, they tell them that they're schizophrenic or something, and then they give them pills to degrade their melanin, to degrade their serotonin. They're called SSRI uptake inhibitors, MAOI uptake inhibitors.
Serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Go ahead, you
all
got
of
it.
Those degrade melanin. Degrade neuromelanin, to be exact. So
yes,
it's basically a chemical lobotomy. So that's why the behavior warped, because these people are a chemical lobotomy.
And
think
you know
about
what, God,
the fluoride, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
As a student, as a observant student in the 1960s. I sat back and watched these things take place as a young boy. And I know intuitively, because that's my spirit. I knew intuitively that something was going on medically, or you might say genetically, that was basically altering the behavior of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's no small coincidence that much of what I saw taking place in terms of that alteration was coming through the school systems. Now, I'm out of the school systems by the early 70s, unless I wanted to go to college. I chose not to for all reasons. But within a 7 or 8 year span, the school systems began to be inundated with psychologists. We call them the MK Ultra boys, okay?
Yep.
And before you know it, all of these fake psychological designations began to be expounded and put into the system. And the children at that time began to be prescribed with these SSRIs, which is your spiritual gatekeepers. They dictate your spirit. This is the substance that says, I can't go over there because that's not conducive to me spiritually. So I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. It got nothing to do with nobody's religion. It has everything to do with this male and female component of your body, serotonin and melanin, with melanin being your spiritual essence. Mm-hmm. If it's not there, all the parameters of your behavior pretty much are in a state of shock. and I began to watch the behavior of the children during that time and watch how illogical and non-spiritual it became. You could literally see it. My question would be, is the function of SSRI, can the chemicals in the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors be passed down through generations by way of the mother to the fetus?
I'm going to say this. There is proof that using these type of medicines can affect the migration of neural crest cells. Now, understand, your neural crest cells, that's what has to migrate and gives you everything in your brain, all of your function. So
right.
If those cells, depending on which ones for which function, migrate the improper way, it's going to affect the brain function and how you think and how you react. That's what's going on with the GnRH hormones and the sex hormones, where they feminize the masculine and masculinize the feminine. The attack started in your mother's womb. The attack started with the processed food because they had endocrine disrupting toxins in them. So
right.
If your mother's eating an endocrine disrupting toxin, like those prenatal vitamins that they was giving everybody and everybody thought they was good for you, and now all the studies show it wasn't,
right.
Then you could have been a victim. And so when you really think about that, if they rewiring the way people's brain functions and their parietal lobe, because that's where your higher reasoning comes from, and then your occipital lobe, or, you know, your RAS formation back there, that's your spiritual self, and you turn that person more animalistic, you understand what I'm saying, because you're turning off the spirit and you're turning on the animal to the flesh.
Right.
Then you're going to see what you're going to see. You add to that the chemtrails. If you notice, it's starting to get really intense out here, really intense. Well, a lot of that has to do with these people increasing the amount of chemtrails they spraying, because it's aluminum in them chemtrails, but it's also something called biosphere in those chemtrails. And it's studies that show that that affects people's brainwave functioning. Because if they're trying to block out the frequency and radiation from the sun, understand that's a frequency, then wouldn't that be blocking other frequencies just within you as well?
It's logical. Yes.
I have. I wanted to bring someone else to the mound table with us. Kwame, are you there?
Hotep and better love, Sister Bev.
Hotep, brother Kwame, better love.
Hotep, brother X, and special high greetings to my sister that is, and I didn't get the name because I'm just getting on. Thutmose told me you were on, so I was trying to get in on it.
Okay, Dr. Steele.
Dr. Steele, and excellent, you know, it's through the divine feminine that we're going to be given the knowledge how to save ourselves. And this is what we're having with the frequency shift. We just had the Aries eclipse, solar eclipse, and that frequency. And this is what we're looking at, because I'm trying to find, I got a presentation that I did some years and years ago. There was a book out called Frequency of Disease, and it's part of CDC's program that they know every disease has its frequency. And what they're able to do is be able to activate that frequency and transmit it. And what we're seeing now and what she is sharing about the chemtrails and the nanoparticles and also the synapses, because we have something in our body that we have our neural net, but we have something called AstroNet. It's in our nervous system, and it's just like you know, the synapses that are in the brain, but it's in the whole nervous system of our body. And what we're
hold on, Brother Kwame, just so the family know, the synapses are like little firing pins in your brain.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is that they can, you know, even aluminum, that's why they put drinks in aluminum cans, because aluminum goes into the brain and it gives off a false signal. And what they're doing with these particles and the nanoparticles that they're doing in the chemtrailing, it has aluminum in there also, and the nanoparticles, to where all they have to do is put you in downtown Chicago, turn up the frequencies, and you go wilder, because it energizes that animal part of the brain, and that's what they've been able to see. How you said social behavior engineering, it's social behavior, and what they're doing is that they've engineered frequencies that they know that if I turn up to alpha, or if I turn it down to theta, or I take beta, I get a different reaction. And they know now that they can do this with the human, but now what you looked at is epigenetics that y'all were just speaking on. And the epigenetics is that when that woman conceives that child, she's passing on her mitochondria into that child. That child already, as it develops, is creating the next generation's mitochondria, because it stores the eggs and the sperm are stored into that infant fetus as it grows inside of her. And so what you have is you have three generations, that mother, that fetus that's in her womb, and the next generation that infant is carrying in its body. So what we're having is generations that we see go back, like you were talking about Delbert back in the 70s and 60s, that's just three generations back almost. And
right.
You see the transformation of what they developed in this MK Ultra is that they have amplified it to where now they have the particles and the technology. This is what they have been working with, is the technology, because the thing that man is attempting to do, but he will never be able to do, create what we have, the microbials and what we call the wood wide web of the planet. And the planet resonates with the human frequency, that part, but it also gets an alignment of energy and frequency from the sun, from that moon and eclipse that just happened. Pluto is in the constellation of Aquarius. Saturn is in Pisces. Each one of those planets has its own frequency. You can look up the frequencies of planets, and they did the same thing that they did, what Emoto did with water. They show that each planet, they take the frequency and they show the sacred geometry pattern that it makes when it resonates its frequency close to the Earth or far distance from the Earth. And this is how they know about working with the astral me, because this is all that they're doing, is they're trying to alter the conscious shift that happened December 21st, 2012, when we crossed the galactic center and we came to the other side of the Milky Way galaxy. We began a new journey of 26,000 years and a new energy that we have never been in since 26,000 years ago. This is where you're talking about our ancestors in Kemet, and all of those knew at that time how to use that frequency, using monatomic gold, using the sacred geometry. Geometry is just the Earth and the calculations of the Earth frequency in order it's biogeometry. Bio is the body, geometry is the Earth, and the metry is the frequency or the measurement of the Earth. And when we're looking at what they're doing, is trying to alter it, because they knew that we were coming to this point, because they studied the calendars, they studied the ancient, and they knew that there is a conscious shift moving from a Homo sapiens to a Homo spiritus, moving from a carbon-based human to a spiritual-based human, because the spiritual-based human is silica. It's the crystal, and this is why they're using the crystalline energy of the computer system, because that's what they have to use. But there's a greater one inside of us that comes from above us and that's within the earth that we're now being what we're calling ascending. And we're moving from that carbon base to the silica base, because that's why our children are coming every 7 seconds. A child is born from the womb and it's coming out that it's able to receive not just the frequency of 5G in its environment, it's exhibiting the galactic frequency that's coming from above that they're trying to destroy with the chemtrails and the blocking of the sun. But that, it's very important. I thank her for bringing this forward, because it's all about the frequencies.
Oh, shame.
Yes. Teach.
And so right. And, you know, I was going to touch on that, and you just clarified that very, very well, that, you know, it's just funny to me. Everything outside of us is just a simulation of what's already inside of us. And
yeah.
I was sitting here as you was talking about that, and just flashed on my screen that they're getting ready to go up to a 10G Wi-Fi. Like, everything that these people are going to try to do is they're going to fail. But I guess we just have to be here to see the show.
I think, and it's one thing I say about the earth, and the earth in itself that our ancestors told us, is that there are five words in the word earth. There's heart, there's hear, there's ear, there's art, and there's tear. If we learn to just take those words that we live on this earth, that is in us, as it says, in heaven as it is in earth, and that's where it is. It's in us because we are the frequency of the earth. And when we begin to understand how to tap back into our higher self, because the thing that they've used, and Brother X, you said it, you know, the most dangerous weapon they made was the television, because they do what? They create an instrument to inter-detain you, not to allow you to admit your frequency.
That's
yes.
Network programming.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they used to put them in the, and they call them the TV guys to see what programs you can watch.
Yeah. It you know, everything in here is a program, though, isn't it? You got, like, I feel like everything is a program. And, you know, as we ascend, and because as I ascend, it's like now when I do come across these articles or different things, I always see that there's an angle within an angle. Like, the eye discernment is what's really going to get us through these times. And the only way you're going to get that is by focusing and ascending. Like, and everything else is just going to have to fade away because it's already gone. Like, I try to tell people this a lot on my discussions. Like, the reality that they're projecting is not the real reality right now, because this system is already gone. They just putting out an illusion that this is still here, but everything around us is showing us that it's not, that it's
yeah.
time for something else, that we're moving into a new energy, that something new is coming. And everything that they're doing is just to distract us. And I'm not talking about them, the people who not awakened, or the NPCs, or the people that just are in an incarnation and it's not their time yet. Like, because you got some people that just ain't their time. You understand? You got to let them be. But for us, the people who is awakened, that's who the real attack is for, because we the ones that's causing this to move forward. We attaching to the earth. We attaching to the networks, to the astrals. Every time we meditate, we doing that. And we putting our will to be done down here too now. So the more of us that do that, the more this is going to accelerate, and the more moves they make, the more it's going to accelerate. And, you know, I really think about our ancestors and, you know, our ability to astral travel and stuff like that. And I really have to ask myself the question, when, because if you understand about astral traveling, you know time don't exist, and what
right.
was past is present and future is all happening in a simultaneous time on the planes of consciousness. Not to
yeah.
go too deep, but if you think about this for a second, if we wrote on tablet stones, what happened? Did we write that before or after?
We wrote it after or before it happened?
That's a hell of a question.
Because
right.
everybody has to assume that we wrote it before, like we looked and seen, but who's to say we didn't write it after and went back there to just remind ourselves, look, you already got through this.
But I think,
don't fall for it.
And that's an excellent question, because the thing of it is they wrote it in order for us to have a memory. Because
exactly.
when you see it, it's just like petroglyphs. The elders used to tell us that when you see petroglyphs and you go in these sacred places, when your shadow touches that petroglyph, it reactivates that which is already in you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But it activates codes, memories ingrained in the consciousness. So we already done won. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, I know a lot of people not there. But I'm like, if we wrote
know,
about it happening, it already happened, y'all. It's over. Like,
mm-hmm.
everything they showing you is them trying to buy themselves more time, because we have to create their reality. We have to create 2030. We have to create 2045. That's their system, their Gregorian calendar, Julian calendar. It's all a lie. That ain't none of our stuff. And
why did you focus on 2045, God? It's just a
oh, because that's when they say that human beings will become immortal.
The singularity.
The fusion, right. They saying the fusion of human with AI technology to be able to transfer consciousness will make them immortal. But they've been transferring consciousness into computers. This is nothing new.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was interesting that I saw an article in Time. This was in Time magazine, you guys, if you want to check it out, saying 2045. I'm like, now first it was 2030. First it was 2025. Then they had the 2030 agenda. Now y'all at 2045. I'm not giving them no more time. 2045
don't work. 2045 goes back quite a ways. It didn't start now. As a matter of fact, I wrote a fictitional based on my research at the time in the 1990s, a fictional account of a young black man, okay, in the future, who goes back to the past because he wanted to find out why young black men at the age of 13 had to be removed off the planet, okay, and it was called because they were deemed to be dangerous criminals. So I wrote this thing based on the research back then in the 90s, and it was called Dan Cree, which is short for Dangerous Criminal. Dan Cree 13, who at the age of 13 had to be removed off the planet by 2045. Okay, so we called it Dan Cree 13, 2045. It's science fiction, but it's based on fact, and that people like Ray Kurzweil, who some consider the modern-day father of transhumanism, he picked that date back then, back in the 90s, that 2045 would be the time of the so-called singularity. Now, my whole point with all of that is that because many of these people who are proponents of this insanity are non-spiritual and very possibly non-human entities. So they don't vibrate on the same or in the same relationship that we do. But they've learned from us that this time that we're in now is primarily based upon the reemergence. This is what you were talking about earlier, Brother Kwame, of this feminine energy. And when they found it out, they began to focus on the female. That's why you see what you see going on with the men becoming women, and the women in large part accepting this as normal, and there's nothing normal about it, but their thesis is to create a fake feminine, like they're trying to create fake humans with transhumanism,
mm-hmm.
to neutralize the coming forth of the real feminine energy, which is what we are being bathed in right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
not because
well, we
this is what
real,
Aquarius.
Well, we had the real feminine energy, and you're talking to one right now.
Oh, I know. I
and
can
so
hear
the real is still coming out. All that fake is fake. It's not gonna override the real. So yeah.
And
yeah.
the symbol and the symbology that's in the heavens is the symbol of Aquarius, and she is the water bearer.
Yeah.
Because women bear water before she births. And water in itself is memory and consciousness, and that's what you're formed in, is in the embryonic fluid, the same as
yeah.
the ocean, the same as 70% of this planet is water. It has memory and consciousness, and what you're talking about, the climate change with the Antarctic and the Arctic melting, is because millions of years ago, divine order said, let me hold this consciousness on the planet from this moment when I freeze this memory to release it in the time it's going to be needed.
I say.
Let me bring someone else to the mound table. We're sitting at the mound table, y'all. So 843-610. 843-610. Is your mute on? All righty. Let someone else come to the mind on table. 708-602. 708.
Greetings. Better love together, family. How's everybody doing this evening?
Biggie, Hotep,
greetings.
My brother. Better love.
Hotep,
yes.
Better love.
Let me get this before this phone start acting up. I just want to compliment the whole family that's on the line and those who are listening in, but really quick on just connecting the simple dots by me, by what everybody's been saying. We know that 5G, which comes to 12, which is a 3, is used to block what the source of energy from the sun that we're getting. Block also comes to 12, which is 3. You mentioned TV, T being 7, V being 5. That's another 12. Well, it was originally called the idiot box also. Idiot is 23, which is 5, and box is 7. And the key to the 5G that they're trying to block is called our Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Christ being 32, which is 5. Consciousness is 52, which is 7. And as everybody's been speaking, that 5 is no more than the rays of the sun. Rays is 14. That's our true food. Food is 14. Those rays hit our forehead. Forehead is 34, which is that 7. But it's interesting enough, our forehead that contains the third eye is also called the pituitary gland. Pituitary is 41. So that 14, food, 41, thought, or pituitary gland that absorbs, guess what, the 7. The solar energy, solar is 7, energy is 25, which is 7. It is the serotonin. Serotonin is 34, which is 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the chemical exchange, chemicals are 32, which is the 5, and it now hits the melanin, which is 16. the seven, just like serotonin, it's seven. They know it's dealing with the energy that's coming directly from the sun. And these venom shots, venom is 14, by the way, they call it vaccine. Vaccine is 25. It's meant to basically disrupt everything you all are saying to the body and what the body can do by what they're trying to block. It's called music. Music is 21 to 3. Block is 12. 5G is 12. Vibrations, you're saying vibrations. Music, vibrations, same number. Vibrations is 39, which is the 3. Music is 21. Tones that we're receiving. Tones is 21. The notes, even coming from the words. We're curing each other with the words we use by the tones and vibrations that come out. This is why they're trying to stop with the FCC and stopping all of our so-called free speech. We don't want this information that will activate us naturally. See, because all of us dealing with nature, and that's why nature is seven. That's part of the serotonin and melanin exchange right there in nature, in us. It's called yourself. Yourself
that's
is
what we call
34, which is seven. See, it all starts with yourself, family. And when you see how they adhered all this in the English alphabet, we now know the blueprint of what these bastards are saying. Even when they code it and they talk amongst themselves on this damn media platform called the news. Media is 16, which is 7, and news is 16, which is 7. With that, family, I love you. Y'all stay up. Peace and love.
Thank you.
Comments, brother.
Thank you, Addie.
Thank you.
And we in the 7, the year of the 7. the general wants to join the table. General, you at the table.
Hey, Yehudu, I hope y'all wrote down the numbers. He just gave y'all the lottery numbers, man. Y'all better write the numbers down, man, because I don't hear
you
guys.
Hold on, hold on, Brother West. Brother West,
huh?
Your phone went out right after the first word. Your phone went down very low.
Well, like I said, y'all writing down them numbers, man. You gonna give y'all some lotto numbers, man. I done hit a few times off of it. People ain't just saying stuff for no reason, man. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm just feeling everything we say and do, man. Okay, I got a perfect example. All right, and they caught some white. Well, they didn't catch it. They some white girl went to the market up here and stole about 6 packs of damn oxtails. A white girl. Some oxtails, we talked about that shit, right? So they taking all our stuff, man. So anyway, instead of, they don't flip the tongue, so y'all better learn how to use y'all thoughts correctly, man. I told y'all sound going to be gone. They corrupt the sound, man. So you better get y'all mind tuned up, man. I'm going to leave it like that, because whatever I think and say, it happened, man. If God will, I'm going to be able to raise the dead in a few. Anyway, I'm going to leave it like that. Peace and blessings. Y'all better tune your mind up, man.
Go ahead, Brother West. You sound like what Kwame was talking about earlier with the vibrations of the planet. Known in academia as the music of the spheres. Of the spheres. Every planet has its own vibration, but they vibrate in unison such that they create a particular frequency that basically keeps each one of those planets in its orbit. The rotation of those planets, you keep one of them in their orbit.
The astral travel, y'all been learning how to travel 234 billion miles a second. Y'all been learning how to move.
Brother West,
speed up. Sir?
Brother West, come on. I'm already there. I'm waiting on you.
Yes, sir. We there, man. Most of the people on this call, we there, man, with the thought thing, man. I'm going to leave it like that. Peace and blessing. I'm going to fade to black and let y'all go ahead and handle it like a big black Cadillac.
Yes,
sir. Thank you. Thank you, General.
Hold up, Brother West. Better love, man.
Better love.
So we see that this is the solution. Part of the solution is raising our vibrations. So with all of that they're putting in the cells and all of that, the vibrations, is it kind of like shaking the cells to shake out whatever they are put in with the vibrations? Or recreating the cells?
I would just say that, yeah, it's a regeneration. Like, as the frequency increase or the light frequency or whatever, our cells vibrate, spin, rotate, everything faster. So does your soul. Your soul is going to vibrate at a faster speed. You understand? It's all connected. It's all interconnected. Like, every organ of our body is connected to a planetary body as well. And
yeah,
it's just all on a harmonic frequency, pretty much like everybody said. Everybody got their own song in this harmonic, the universal harmonic. That's what I like to call it. But people got different names for it. But as long as you vibrating in your wholeness, can't nothing touch you. Because you got to even understand that this physical vessel is made to wear down. Eventually, your soul going to find something else to do. So even an attack on the physical vessel is not an attack on the immortal soul. That's always constant. So we just going to ascend, and everything else going to do what it's going to do. It doesn't. Their trajectory is not going to affect our path.
Could I share something
with him? Kwame, go ahead.
Yeah, and this is kind of what I think, Bev, you're speaking to. It's like I have a whole quartz full of clear quartz crystals. And what I do on full moon is I put them in a glass bowl, and I put a little sea salt in the water, and I set them in the moonlight. And what happens is that moonlight, that energy from the moon in that salt water with those crystals that are programmed to transmit and receive, that come from the earth for millions of years of being formed in the vibration from the silica water, the mineral silica, and they form and they hold memory and consciousness. And so what they are able to do is that they're able to be reprogrammed. They might pick up all the energy that I have for that time of that moon cycle, and they'll pick it up. And then what I'll do is I'll take them and I'll put them out there and let them recharge in the moonlight, and then let them sit a day in the sun, and then I'll wash them and then reprogram them for each thing that I want that crystal to do. I want it to be my protection. I want it to be here to protect me when I use that I use on with my computer. Each one of those silica clear quartz crystals can be reprogrammed to use as to help you with your frequencies. This is why we wear diamond rings, or we wear amethyst, or we wear different gemstones, is because it resonates with the body's frequency. And what we're having to understand is how, yeah, we got to live in this pea soup, these EMFs that we have to be, but we have protections that come from the earth that gives us a shield, just like the breastplate of the 12 gemstones made of silver and gold that they use to go into the Holy of the Holies. That protects the heart. And this is what we're doing, is that we're looking at how do we use what the earth gives us, like Mama AZ, when we talk about grounding, taking the copper tubes and copper wire and putting them down in the earth, because the Schumann frequency of the earth and the soil is alive, because the microbial of the wood wide web is constantly transmitting. And so what we're doing is we're learning how to use our own natural energy. And so the understanding, as she said, is that because the astral me is Aries is the head, Pisces is the feet, and all the other signs in between are the parts of your body. That's why it's called Adam Kadmon. And then you understand the sea salts of the human body, because every part of you has a mineral content for the first 9 months that you're in your developmental stage, and three of them is missing, because after 240 days, we come forth. And we have to understand how to find those other minerals that are missing so we can become whole planetary beings.
Shane, I agree.
I need a bag. That's so heavy, Brother Kwame.
You can
I need
go
a bag.
I tell
yeah,
a lot of people, out. Go tumbling. Like, I go tumbling at the Christmas
show.
Stuff. You can find so much good.
Hold on, Brother
Kwame.
Go ahead, Goddess. Can you start over?
Oh, I was saying, just to expound on what Brother Kwame said, I was like, you don't even need a lot of money to gather up crystals. You could go tumbling at the creek or somewhere and collect stones. That's what I do. I go tumbling.
Yeah.
I like to get the natural rocks that are, like, untouched because rocks do, and stones, crystals, all harbor memory. They harbor the memory of the person who touched them. They harbor the memory of the person who harvests them, too. Like, so
yeah.
When you're dealing with crystals, you got to know how to cleanse them, too, and you should always get them from a trusted source, like, because
yeah.
You don't want to be putting that on yourself.
How do you cleanse yours? How do you cleanse yours, dear? How do you cleanse?
I cleanse my crystals. It depends. I have some crystals that's feminine, got feminine energy, and I have some that's masculine energy. So the ones that's feminine energy, I cleanse them during when moon water. Usually I do, like,
mm-hmm.
new moon rituals with mine, though I don't put them out during the full moon. I do the new moon or something like that. Like, I like the no interference more than the moonlight. The moonlight don't work with me very well as much as the, like, new moon and that type of stuff. So that's how I cleanse mine. But I would say cleansing your crystals and dealing with crystals, they are part of you. So your frequency is going to be tailored to them and what works for you. Like, some people can cleanse their crystals by moonlight, and the moon energy work good with them, but some people don't work good with moon energy. Some people are more sun. So then your crystals, you should be, you know, more masculine ones. It just, you have to see them and try them and just deal with them. I don't know how else to put it in salt water. Sunlight, moon, what is another one some people do?
Water.
Smoke.
Putting
up smoke.
Some people carry them. Some people put them
mm-hmm.
on the earth at certain times or dig a hole and set them down there, because what they do is, when I keep saying the Schumann freak, there's electrical current, and that current recharges the crystal, because that's what they form in the earth, because the vibration of the earth and the water or the minerals that come, they formulate the sacred geometry of that six-pointed crystal or eight-pointed crystal and however the frequency is. And so I go to Arkansas, which is the world's largest one body of clear quartz crystals, which is over 140 miles east and west, because that's the way they grow in that direction of the sun traveling. And they're as far as 40 to 70 miles north and south. It's the largest one bed of clear quartz crystal, because they formulate from the hot springs that's there in Hot Springs, Arkansas, which comes out of the earth at 143 degrees, 1.5 million gallons every day comes up out of the earth. So you know that there is a source of an ocean within the earth that sends up that type of heated water to create those beds and that mineral to be able to help us to clear, because this is what indigenous people did. This is why they went there and made the tuberculosis hospitals and the bathhouses that they have there in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yes.
Yeah,
like
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be a healing spring. But you know what? You could turn anything into a healing spring because you're so blessed. If you know what you like, your frequency can heal anything. You got all the codes. Like, it's hard because I be trying to tell people this, like, you literally can manifest whatever you want with the codes on the earth. You can cleanse the water. You can cleanse your stone just by touching it in a certain way. Like, it's so much stuff that we can do It's just getting on the metaphysical level to get there, you know? Like,
I got a question for you, Goddess, when you get through. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I have to know this because you are extremely potent. How do your friends and colleagues who are not into ancient Kemetic science, what kind of relationship do you have with them? How do they react to the things that you know?
You know, I meet people where they are. Like, for me, I think, because I can read people, like, I can tell people's thoughts. I can see stuff about people. So I'm dealing from a different area with people. And
right.
I think that it's not my job to oppose you or pull you where I am, because maybe it's not your time. That might not be where they're at. But
right.
I'm going to just radiate and live in my wholeness, what I do. And then it's like it magnifies to them. Like, I be guarding and, like, I really do what I say. Like, I'm really living what I'm talking about. And so because I'm living that life, it shows people, and then they see, like, oh, my goodness, Shawanda lost, Dr. Steele lost all of this weight. Oh, my goodness, like, she's doing all it, and why is that? And then that's when I open up the door, and I might tell them, you understand, some people still caught on religion. I leave them there, you understand,
yes.
Because you can't, some people is not ready. It's not their time. So it's not my job to be that angle for you. Because you're going to get
right.
there. But it's just my job to walk in my wholeness and be who I am and accept me and love me. And then because I love myself, because I'm happy with what I'm doing, that's magnified on other people. So a lot of people be like, well, what do? Are you into religion? I'm like, no, I'm spiritual. You know, and I tell them, you understand? Like, I believe that I'm the stuff that God is created from, you know. Your Bible don't apply to me, you know, and I explain that, and it's not an argument, you know, because I leave you there where you at. Like, I'm not here to convince you. I'm just here to work in my purpose and my truth. And if you can get there, you can. If you can't, I still, you'll get there or you won't. It ain't, but, you know, you got to leave them where they're at sometimes, or you got to meet people where they are. And I just think leading by example, me being the example, I'm living this life. I'm venerating my ancestors. Like, one of my friends was like, well, what are you doing? What do you do that for? And so I explained to her about Oshun, and that I'm a daughter of Oshun, and why I do that. And
yes.
I explained to her about my Aboriginal ancestor, Thunderdog, and then, like, I was explaining it, and it captures people's interest sometimes, and then sometimes people not interested. And if they not, leave them there. It's not their time. Because if it's your soul going to spark, and you understand what I'm saying, you ain't going to have
yes,
to convince them. They're going to want to know more.
Right.
And
right.
So I know that there are people within your orbit in your lifetime who you have had a great deal of influence on. How do they look at you today in terms of thanking you for putting them on the right path?
You know, I'm the consummate black sheep.
That's how it be.
You know, so it was like with the people that I was around when I was, and I think I was always like conscious but just wasn't aware. Like, I was always spiritual. I could always feel stuff, telepathy and stuff like that, but I never fully understood, you know, until probably
exactly.
2019 what it all meant. And
yes.
I would say this, like, the people now, they see my life, and my life has changed because I changed a lot of bad habits that I had. I released a whole bunch of people that no longer serve me. And so now those people are looking at me, and they're like, wow, you know, you look good, you changed, you're happy. Yes, I am, because I found myself. And so
yes.
I think that the people who I did affect in a positive way, they look on it and they know that I dealt with them with a fair hand. But some of the people I had to let go because it was just the energy drain, because I'm a nurturer, if y'all can't tell. So I nurture people because I can see your potential. And I had to realize that just because I can see the potential don't mean it's going to be kinetic and moving.
Yes.
A soul can have so much potential, y'all, but unless that person do the movement, you could blow into that vessel 1,000 breaths, but they ain't going to take not one.
So, again, this is just for the edification of the family. Who are some of the influences on you as you were growing up coming into the knowledge?
All of this I learned myself. And, you know, with, like, I would watch Bobby Hammett. Like, I only woke up in 2019, you guys. So I just really recently, like, and a lot of this is really one morning I just woke up and knew stuff. And my whole life just changed. Like, the awakening just hit me in 2019. It was March 15, 2019. I'll never forget it. That's my grandma's birthday. And I just woke up, and it was just like, I was seeing sigils. I'll never forget it. And I was like, what is going on? And, like, just being compelled for knowledge. So I was watching, like, Young Pharaoh at first. And, like, then I moved to Bobby Hillen and Dr. Delbert Blair. And it was just a lot of, like, self-reflection for me. And putting together, like, because my childhood, I had a hard childhood. I was a ward of the state when I was 13. My mama was addicted to cocaine. My grandmother died when I was young, you know. But I did come up in a household that was a cult, but I didn't understand that that's what it was, because my aunts on both sides are in the church. They are apostles.
Right.
Understand they are cult.
Yes. We used to call them sanctified back in the day.
Like, so it was like a lot of stuff that got passed on to me that I thought was just a part of me. Once I learned occult stuff, I'm like, well, I do that. Well, certain Bible verses and stuff my grandma highlighted for me, like in the Psalms and stuff and Proverbs, and I never really understood why, but now I know. And it's just, so my path, it was always, I guess, set up to kind of be this spiritual person. I've always been this person, but it was just finding myself and finding a voice for it, because finding a voice for it and not being afraid to talk and tell people, because I always talk like this with my family, but it's just recent that I open up to the public and share it with the public.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, again, me and Kwame, we can go back to some of the things, I'm sure he can, as well as I can, and Bea, where these things weren't necessarily hidden among our immediate family. These things were accepted as part of who and what we were. There was no going to hospitals unless there was extreme things taking place. It was going out in the backyard and picking up stuff, and we didn't understand what they were doing. We weren't given all that information. But whatever they were using, somehow it seemed to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's because they were basically using things that have been passed down from our culture, all right? Yeah. And it didn't matter what science said. We knew, they knew that it worked. Go ahead.
You know, you're so right. You know what you made me think of when you said that. Do you remember the healing hands? You would go over to the lady with the healing hands, and she would touch all over you with the healing hands and all of that stuff.
Yes.
And it worked like, I don't know. Like, that's the type
they were all throughout the neighborhood. There was generally a little storefront or something. Go ahead, got it.
No, go ahead. You fine. I mean,
go ahead. You right on it.
Yeah, but it just made me think about that, because I can remember, like, all of that little stuff that we had then, you know, that I guess maybe because my grandmother was older. Like, when I was nine, my grandmother was born in 12. So it was like when I was born, my grandmother was old. She was like in her 60s or whatever, but she grew up in North Carolina, you know, on the farm. Mm-hmm. You understand? So, like, my grandma would throw dirt and could tell you the weather. And, you know, we had chickens and all kind of stuff. And she would throw the bones and tell you what was going on. And growing up like that, I guess I had a little bit more of a history than some, but I really didn't understand what I was learning. Do that sound right?
Yeah, they didn't explain
exactly.
It just worked. Because they didn't have what we consider a formal education, but they knew what to do.
Yes, they knew what to do. Like, my grandma knew what to do. Like, they would do the onions and stuff, put the onions on your feet, put the wax on your chest. They'll do the healing hands. Like, they'll come and touch all over you and stuff, and the anointing oil and chant and stuff. That stuff worked, man. And
yes,
I can't fully explain it in a medical term way because there's not no book on it because it's metaphysical, so I can't.
Exactly.
You know, we just got another echelon that we fully don't, some of us fully don't understand, and we start to get back to that because that's what we need again, not them.
Oh,
that's what we need.
Goddess, you just hit it out the park, Goddess. I don't think this generation has any idea of how much they've lost because all of those little storefronts that used to be around the neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they used to call them readers and all this kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they were everywhere. It's almost like they were a, what's the word, a franchise. It's almost like they were franchises, right?
Mm-hmm.
Young people, those things don't exist anymore.
No.
Go ahead, God.
And no, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
that. No, I'm done.
I was going to say another thing that don't exist no more is us cooking our own food.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh,
it's voodoo in food. You understand, like, it's frequencies that you transfer in food. You understand it's healing for people. They call it soul food for a reason. Like, we lost a lot. Like, people don't even sit down at the table no more with their family and don't even understand the metaphysics to the table and what's sitting around that table is doing. A lot of people don't even have a table anymore.
Wow. Go ahead, Kwame.
I just said Kitchen Table University, what she's speaking of, because, you know, even in the comedic, we say in Hotep, the glyph for that word Hotep is a table with a loaf of bread on it.
Mm.
That's what the glyph is in the Metu Netra, is for Hotep. It's a table with a loaf of bread. And the thing of it is symbolizing that table feeds the mind, body, and spirit, because Kitchen Table University is where you prepare food, where you had psychological evaluations by sitting there talking to your grandmother and those women that schooled you about life. You did your homework at that table. And at the dining room table is where the family dined at, because that was the table of exchange to see what has been going on with the relatives and what's been going on with the children. And so what we're looking at is, and what she said too is, you know, she's cooking her own food, and there's a saying in the community that says, be careful what you eat because you're putting other folks' hands in your stomach.
What? Yeah.
That's true. Be careful what you eat because you're putting other folks' hands in your stomach, which is true.
Yep.
Because you change that frequency, goes into the food. That's why we pray over our food.
Mm-hmm.
That you pray over it. And most Africans don't eat with utensils, or Native Americans. They eat with their hands because that absorbs, that exchange is absorbed, because whatever is in that food that may not be right is absorbed in your fingers and into your hand first before it gets into your tongue. And then your tongue has all of the nerve endings to tell every part of the body what's getting ready to come down.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are the ways in which, and then, you know, going to the south, to the north, because my great-grandmother named me, and she was born in 1800, and her mother, my mother, my grandmother, stayed with her mother, whose mother was still living, who was born in 1854.
Wow.
So
wow.
That just four generations back, that's how those women that were there. And she was a conjure woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was the one that went into the woods, and when people got sick, she had herbs
mm-hmm.
hanging up all around in the house.
Yep.
And she would go and she would get these herbs and crush it up and get her little maul and maul them up. And then she'd get something else and maul it up. And then she'd take it and wrap it up in a piece of paper and tell them what to do. Take this, put it in some hot water and give it to her. And next thing you know, the person was up and running. So
yeah.
Still, because, see, the forest is the first community. And the thing that we see Walgreens, we see CVS, we call that the pharmacy. No,
yep.
You come out and you, in the forest, you see the plants, which is the medicine, and that's the farm you see. The farm
yep.
is in the
farm
forest.
You see.
The farm
that's
you see is in the forest, and that's the medicine, because those are our relatives. We are related to everything on the planet, and those plants are specifically there because they know to grow. This plant will grow, a milkweed plant will grow by a pine tree, a poison oak will grow by an oak tree. So you knew all the medicine. You look for the tree, you knew where the medicine was going to be at.
Right.
And this
these
is
are the ways of our ancestors.
And when
and
people
we
don't
are,
understand, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. No, I just wanted to say we're getting down at time. And I wanted Dr. Steele to give out her information while we're still on the internet
yes.
part.
Oh, okay. Everybody, my handle on Facebook and Instagram is Nefertiti Rossetti. I have a Telegram group. It's called Current Events. That's one group that I have. And I have another group on Telegram called the Moksha Discussions. And I have TikTok too, and it's all my name, Nefertiti _ Ra with a capital R-A _ Seti, S-E-T-I. Or you can look me up on LinkedIn as Shawanda Steele.
Do you have a website?
I do have a website for my store. I have a metaphysical shop where I sell like jewelry and amulets, energy oregon, stuff like that for people. And it's called the Moksha Space, and that's www.mokshaspace.com.
Mokshaspace.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you spell the word space out? S-P-A-C-E?
No,
is that what you're saying?
Yes, S-P-A-C-E, yes.
Okay, all right.
And that's
I just
I
wanted
to
get that.
That.
And that's
I didn't hear
store,
that last one.
So you could go
here, guys.
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear what you said.
Repeat.
Say that again.
Oh, I was just saying that's all of my information, www.moksha.com. And then you can look me up on LinkedIn at Shawanda Steele. MD, that's me too. I'll be on there sometime.
Okay.
A lot too.
Well, you sound old
like
school.
Got,
got it.
But
you sound old.
Old.
You sound like you just imbued with wisdom from way back.
It's something else vibrating in me, you know, and I'm pulling something from somewhere else. I'm just a
I don't imagine that spirit. Go ahead, Gunnis.
And I have someone else that has their hands raised. 947-957. You have a question or a comment for the doctor? Hello? Is there mute on?
Yeah, I was double muted.
Okay.
Peace.
Hotep family, better love.
Hotep. Man, this is my dream show right here. This was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Chaos.
Yeah, this is amazing. So, I just wanted to ask our special guest tonight, for the people out there that are asking the question, you know, what are some things that they can do right now, being that the entire food supply is being poisoned and the water supply is being poisoned, what are some other things that immediately that they can do to kind of work, you know, against that or flow with it or counteract it? What are some ways that you would suggest people do that?
Wait a minute, hold on. Those that's listening on the internet, you can hear the rest of the show on the phone, and that's 323-642-1586, and you can push 1 if you have a question. Okay, go ahead, Dr.
Let me add something, Sister Bear, before the goddess answers.
Okay.
I'm going to recommend to the brother and the family that you find some Amish in your community because they don't deal with any of this nonsense, okay? That's what I'm going to do. I've suggested that me and my goddess, because there are a number of Amish farmers within Illinois, so we're going to have to find some to get around all this modification of the food.
Some of the Amish have been compromised, too.
Compromised. They hit Pennsylvania, and they hit in Ohio real hard, and they hit Indiana, too, y'all, recently. They hitting something every day.
Yeah, as I understand it, a lot of them went to court, and they won their cases in the courts when the government tried to prevent them from doing what they do, which is basically nothing more than their religious belief system in maintaining their lifestyle. So I don't know how many have been impacted.
Mm.
So go ahead.
Was that in Pennsylvania?
A large section in Pennsylvania. Remember they had that biological warfare that poisoned the water and that cloud of toxins went all up there. So a lot of animals have been exposed and it's dying. So this is what I'll say, though. You're right on target with that. As far as the Amish, or I would even throw out there to look at your local farmer co-ops. Every state has a farmer co-op, and it's very cheap to get a bushel of produce that'll last you the whole month, and they need your business right now because the ones that aren't doing the chemical modifications and stuff to their animals and their vegetables are the ones that they're trying to go after and take down. So those are the ones that we need to be giving the business to so that they don't convert over like the other people that are putting the vaccine and stuff in the vegetables and in the food.
And you know what else, Goddess? To show you how the past is prologue, our people, look, I go back to when my grandmama and her family members, canning was a part of what they did. I remember the mason jars. I used to drink water out of them when they got empty. I still recall all of that. So we're going to have to get back to some very simple things.
Get back to your potted garden, family. You got to learn how to grow something. You got to learn how to forage, too. Get you a foraging book. They on Amazon. They dirt cheap, like $12.99. It'll be the best $12.99 you can spend. And start going and walking in nature and learning the plants because you might have to forage if you're in a situation, STHF, shit hit the fan, and you got to get away from your area, you might have to go in nature and forage. So
are
things, you know, that you can do. Try to find some type of water purification system. They cheap. Mm-hmm. You can make one yourself if you go on YouTube and just look up cheap water DIY water purification. You could go and buy that stuff at Home Depot. All of them play different places. What's the other one that's really good I go to for a lot of my
Lowe's.
Farm supplies?
Yeah, Lowe's.
Lowe's.
Lowe's, Menards.
Yep. and do it since we're putting it out here, y'all.
Expediently, because what I'll say, if you want to start the, like, you could start a potted garden if you got an apartment. You can start an above ground garden. You could start a garden in the dirt. Actually, it's a sister that come on YouTube that's showing how to actually plant into the dirt now, into the red clay. So it's all kind of stuff that you can do to have food.
Hydroponics.
You know,
the same way that you grow weed, you can grow food. That's right.
Could
I share a book?
Go ahead, Brother Kwan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the book is called Native American Herbalist Bible. It's 3-in-1 companion.
Yeah,
it has the edible foods. It has the herbal medicines in which you can use, and it also has the pictures in the book that shows you what the plants look like. So when you go foraging, you will have, take the book with you, and you'll know which plants that's edible and that part of being able to use. And then another one is Working the Roots, and it's by Michelle Lee. And what she talks about is how we once start gardening and being able, like they said, like you all were just sharing, starting your own little garden. You can, you know, go to Walmart, get you 3 5-gallon buckets and some tomato plants, and you can plant them right there on your porch or in the house by a window, and grow your own tomatoes or grow you some herbs or grow whatever. And so it's being able to know and understanding to use the right soil, because soil is a living organism.
Yes.
And Brother Kwame, also heirloom seeds as well, because a lot of the seeds have been compromised.
Yeah, make sure they heirloom.
Right.
And
that's also, and if you can find a farmer, and especially the Amish and people, they grow with heirloom seeds, and if you harvest, you buy the food from them, the cucumbers, you buy whatever seeded food they have, take those seeds and dry them out, and then you can start using those seeds to grow your plants from those seeds. Because
germinate them, right.
Germinate them. That's why they made food now with seedless, because I was sharing on Brother X's show, my sign over my sink says is that any man can count how many seeds are in an apple, but only the Creator knows how many apples are in that seed. And see,
if it ain't got seeds, it's something you don't need. If it ain't got seeds,
that's it. But the other part of it, it's by design, because
the apple's genetically modified too, though. But you know,
yeah, but the thing about it, it's according on which apples you get and where you get the apples from. Because if you go out and forage in the forest and you see a green apple tree, that ain't been genetically modified. You go to those orchards, yeah, you might be getting something different. So it's being able to go, especially in nature. You know, people live in California and they have groves that they built subdivisions in. You got avocado, you got orange and lemon and grapefruit growth. All of them are still natural. The thing that people need to understand is harvest those seeds and begin to store those seeds, because that's what our elders did, is that they would take, we spit watermelon seeds and come back the before the summer's over and watermelons is growing up the ground where we spit the seeds up.
That's a fact. You could just throw them in the dirt.
That's it.
Anywhere in your yard.
Yeah.
This is fact.
Kwame, give me the name of that first book that you mentioned, Kwame. Native American.
It's called The Native American Herbalist Bible.
Got it.
And one more thing I want to say. If it's a price point for you, you can buy seeds with food stamps.
Right.
Facts.
So, hey.
Facts.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, because you had a storefront church. All of the people that was coming to this pastor's storefront was all getting SNAP cards or on food stamps.
Yeah.
They started putting their food stamps together, going to the co-ops and buying up all the food enough to bring back to feed the families. And then they had gotten enough together where they made the money from selling it to other families that they opened up their own little fruit store right next door to it. I mean, their own vegetable store right next door to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You see that? And see, that's the beauty of it, because whatever you grow, you're going to have excess. And then that's another cash business for you and a stand. You can go, you can sell that food in your neighborhood, put a stand right in front of your house. People going to need food because Walmart is shutting down.
That's it.
So you can step right in where they finna slide down. You can step right up in. You know, you can have something to barter and trade. You understand?
Right.
Like, you got to look at the long game and not the short one.
There it is.
That's what Brother X was just saying when he was saying cannon. Mm-hmm. Because I had a sister, she lived in Iowa, and what she would do, she got a truck, and she got a propane stove put in the truck, and she would go around to different farms and help farm the harvest, and whatever excess they gave, she would take and can it for the people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a lot of different things you could do. I was reading this book. It's called When Things Fall Apart, and it's how to survive, like, and, you know.
Chinwe
Achebe. Disaster.
Achebe? That book? Achebe?
Chinwe Achebe, Things Fall Apart.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I had
that
book.
That's like 100 years ago. I read that book 100 years ago.
And, you know, it's little things you could do, like getting some propane, little propane canisters, and learning how to fill the propane canister, fill lighters. Just think, if everything go out, people are going to need a lot of energy source. If you'd have got the propane and you know how to do the reusable light, how to fill those up, that could be something that you can barter and trade. Like, everything is being handed back to us.
Yeah.
We really look at this the right way. The question is just stepping into where they're getting ready to fall down.
Yeah.
Another thing, Empress, I kind of want to add in, and you and I talked about this privately, is making sure that you have another power source in case the power gets hit. I got what's called a Jackery. It's a solar power station. And you can recharge it via solar energy, or you can also recharge it via your plug if you have electricity, you know, in your house. So this preparedness is very essential here. And I thank y'all for letting me pull. I thank y'all for letting me pull off the freeway, because I know we was on the E-way cruising, and I thank y'all for letting me pull off the freeway and, you know, ride the service drive real quick, you know what I'm saying, and touch on these things, a couple of things. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Well, before you go, you got to spell that Jackery.
Yep, Jackery is one of them, but there's so many different brands out.
I got a Generac.
Yep.
So Generac is another one. It's a little blue unit called Generac, and they both
and the
come
reason,
to the same.
And the reason I'm suggesting that as opposed to a generator is because a generator is run off of maybe propane or maybe gas, and when the shit hits the fan, you may not have access. You may have a bunch of people fighting over gas.
Yeah,
you know.
So look into that. Generac, make them, Jackery. It's a bunch of different ones on Amazon and stuff. And sometimes you can even go on OfferUp and people got them for sale and stuff. You have to watch it, though. You know, definitely test it or whatever. But, definitely try to have another energy source. If you can't afford a generator, you can always get those on Amazon. They got these solar power lights. But when you buy them, they have, like, chargers on them where they could charge your phone and everything, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a three-way light. Mm-hmm.
Some of them you can crank. Like some of them you can crank them to charge them. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. You could buy those light bulbs that charge up and then be charged, you know, and can run without electricity. I think them bulbs is like $10 or $15 for like two, and like you could put them in your house, and basically they'll be charging up, you know, every day you light them, and then when the power goes out, they'll regenerate, and you can recharge them and everything with the sun.
Absolutely.
Water, or you can use water with those too. You can actually turn the light on with water if you got water in one of those lights. You're in a tough situation, you know.
Well, I don't believe we just got into this stuff in 2019.
Okay. Eddie, your line is open, Eddie.
Greetings, family. Greetings. I just wanted to add. How's it going, family? There's videos. Yes, brother. It's a good day. It's a beautiful time to be. There's videos on YouTube where somebody made a table and connected an alternator to some other kind of motor and then put a power strip to that, and it's self-propelled energy. It will never stop running as long as those brushes last in both of those devices, and they plugged in lamps and other things. So I don't know what's the wattage. From there, you could put, you know, I guess other things on it to step it up or step it down. But it's self-propelled. You know, prime example, a battery in a car only starts the car. Besides these electric cars, I'm just saying as far as the engine. So after that, the alternator runs the electrical system. So you get a couple of alternators. This is something that might be good to consider, because you could take a bicycle and put that chain, get a belt, and put that chain on that alternator. And now you got exercise and you got power.
Yep. They made a movie. There was an African boy that did that. He brought power to the community. He took and made a windmill, and then he took that, what he talking about, an alternator, and hooked it up, and was able to give to produce enough power that he could light up in certain areas in the community that he was running off of the windmill. And then if the windmill wasn't doing, and then he had the bike hooked up to where he could have foot power instead of wind power.
Exactly. So just consider that, and then look at a neighborhood. You got five or six houses maybe in a block on one side of the street. If you tie that together, everybody could house, let alone that Nikola Tesla table that they don't advertise for. I think that was about 2005. There was an organization called Kings and Priests. They used to take this table in football stadiums and hook up the football stadium lights to a table that's no bigger than a small card table. And that device would charge up the stadium.
You wouldn't happen to have that video, would you?
No, I've never seen the video. I've heard about it. I never even heard about the demonstration, but a lot of people would call in and speak on that device. It was basically a metal table with magnets on it, and the magnets would self-propelled spin. And that's what created the electricity. And so then they had wires from that, and they said that one table could charge up a neighborhood. But the reality was they was trying to figure out how could they make a profit. So just say, for example, if your electricity bill is $100, they would want $50 from that. Now, if you put that table in your yard, you would only get like 10%, and the rest of that money would go to them, which is cool. But considering where we are today, you know, something like that would be very important, you know, because when the lights go out, ain't no telling what's going to happen. Going back to even the okie dokie pokey, ain't no telling what's in that, you know, everybody. There's Caucasians around here with black trucks with zombie apocalypse on the truck, and their vehicles is all blacked out.
Stop it.
I'm serious. Hey, X, next time I see the guy, I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to send it to Beth, and she can share it. Zombie apocalypse, bro.
Mm-hmm. They done lost it.
Yeah, but the beautiful thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sis.
No, go ahead. No, I was just going to let Tutmost in, but finish your sentence, your thought.
Okay, the beautiful thing is there is water, you know, underground, and nature takes care of itself. So we just need to do just like what Kwame always emphasizes on, get back to that, because there's still a lot of plants, you know, watermelons and all of these things. And just like somebody was speaking on canning, you know, unfortunately, you could burn it, take a tree down, and you could make charcoal briquettes like they do in Africa. You know, there's a lot of things to do. We are creative and resilient people, so where there's a will, it will be done.
Yes.
Excellent comments, my brother.
Okay.
And, man, it's been about a year, Brother Eddie.
Yes, indeed.
He listened.
Yes, indeed, I'm sure.
Tugmo, your line is open.
Oh, I'm open. What's up, y'all?
Yeah.
Tut, Hotep, my brother, better love.
What's up, Hall of Better Love?
Yes, man. Peace, man. Man, I cringe, man. The solution with black people. You know, they always go back to nature. Oh, ain't going to be none of that. Y'all crazy.
Stop it, Tut. Stop it.
Ain't a part of the planet. Oh, man.
Yeah, New York ain't no damn nature, man.
And I certainly don't want to go back to nature with no damn black people, man. I don't know how to act. Come on, man. Yo, you don't see this stuff going on today? I don't want to be nowhere near these people, man. And certainly don't want to be near no damn white people when the lights go out. Oh, no. But I wanted to ask my sister, the flip side of this technology, can it be used to make super Negroes? Saying like make us into heroes or something. Can you super enhance the DNA that we have? Can this stuff be, you know, instead of taking it from the perspective of how it's damaging and spike proteins and, you know, all that stuff, can we get our DNA repaired back to the point when we was more godly, you know what I'm saying?
No, because that's not attached to DNA. That's attached to DEA, deoxyetheric acid. They can't recreate that.
Got you. Damn. All right.
You looking to get you some wings so you can leave the planet, huh?
Oh, man. You give me some wings. Well, you're going to see a whole lot of things change around here, bro. But, yeah, man, damn, man. I was thinking, can we become, you know, super Negroes? You know what I'm saying? Like, we get back to where we was 6,000 years ago, you know, like have that pineal gland
open. I think that's where we headed. You know, that's what they call those abilities. But I think that's where we headed because we've been dormant because we ain't had our body hasn't had the right type of energy. But now that we can harness the right type of frequencies and our DEA and that junk DNA is reincorporating, it's going to be some stuff that people are going to be able to do that would be considered to this realm miraculous. But understand the reason why you could bend this reality is because of your DEA. That's why
I
know that is a plan.
Do you think that this the enhancement in this technology, because a lot of people think it's going to make the people smarter because they're going to have access to this technology and they're going to be your brain will naturally try to keep pace with it. You know what I'm saying? So do you think that this is going to work against them? And you know what I'm saying? Like this will enhance us in some way or you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What you have to understand about technology is they're trying to mimic what we already are.
Uh-huh, so, yeah, I know that.
So if you're saying, will it advance them? No, because it's a physical property on the physical plane. You can't touch the 5D on this plane, but you can affect this plane from the 5D. If you don't have the right codes, you can't get there. If you don't have the right loci, you need all nine.
Mm-hmm.
Understand, like, you can't physically put a replacement in to what's coming from the organic cosmos or whatever. That's what's getting ready to give us these abilities. Understand, it's coming from the fifth dimension and pulling us there, back there,
exactly.
Vibrating there. So you don't need a modification from them because you're going to naturally evolve there because of
They're trying to mimic us.
They're trying to mimic you.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, like, a lot of people say we've been asleep, right? Well, they put us to sleep, and we need to wake up. And what I'm thinking is this will speed up the process. You get what I'm saying?
Nothing can speed up the process but you, because you're the only person that can unlock
the
records.
Because I'm not one that subscribes to the cosmos concepts, you know, like I don't believe in all that. But I was thinking, like, I'm more on the physical plane. Like, this is what I could deal with.
It's not physical, though, King. You can't put physical with metaphysical. 5D has zero to do with physical and all to do with the metaphysical, which is the soul. We talking about the soul, not the physical body. The physical manifestation is the projection of what the soul is. So if your soul not going, your physical vessel is not going to manifest any change.
You're going to get there. You on the right path. You're going to get there because thinking.
If you grow
some wings, depending on what part of the Bronx you fly over, man, you're going to be target practice, right?
Trust me. If I have some wings and I jump down, them brothers gonna be like, how did you get those? You know what I'm saying? But the wings is still tied to the physical plane, though.
So what is the point of having wings?
Well, I'm not trying to leave the physical plane. I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one that subscribes to all that spiritual stuff like that. That's for y'all. But I was trying to get this some answers, you know, that could be used, give the youth, because the youth are in the physical. They're not really thinking like that.
The youth is in the spiritual. The youth is in the spiritual.
Not the ones I talk to.
The physical is just a vessel. The physical is just a vessel. Without the soul, there is no physical.
It's your avatar.
The physical vessel is a manifestation of your soul. It's just an avatar. If you were to test that vessel, that means you finna die and just die. There would be no energy left, and that's impossible because E equals MC squared. Energy is neither created or destroyed, only transferred. Therefore, your soul transfers from one avatar to the next.
He hasn't had the experience yet, guys.
Nah.
He's there. He's right on the edge, but it's going to take a certain event.
No, I'm never getting
him over
there. I'm not going there. But listen, we're right where I'm talking, where they're at the physical. They're in their phone looking at themselves. They're buying and stealing.
That's a black mirror. That's not real. That's not real. That's a black mirror. That's a sorcery. You can look in your own black mirror. You are the black mirror. That's an imitation of you. This phone, you telepathic. If you put your phone down long enough, you could talk to me without it. But you
he knows that.
You figure that out, that you the ultimate technology right here. Did you think this phone powerful, really? You think
a doctor, but all right. I'm going to mute myself, y'all.
I am a doctor.
Don't be scared, Tuck. Don't be scared.
I'm a doctor.
It's only you, baby.
Nah, you smart man. You smart man.
I'm an alchemist. I'm sorry. I'm not giving you the answer you want to hear. I'm giving you the answer, though. But you can't see it yet. It's fine.
He hasn't been pushed to that point. It's going to happen. He's already
not
he has all the knowledge
to happen.
That any He has all the knowledge that any one person could have for a brother his age. Very, very conscious brother. But you know, Goddess, just as I know, that there are events that happen in your life that you can't explain. They reside in the metaphysical world, and you can't put them in the physical world.
That's right.
Okay? So he has to have that experience.
I know.
I'm a witness to that. I had a visit. I was talking just like him at one point because I grew up in the church. I didn't subscribe to none of that stuff. And somebody came to visit me at a point in my life, and it changed everything for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's path is differently.
Yeah.
You know,
and our paths are different. Don't get me wrong, brother. I'm not saying that you're wrong for being in the physical. You on your path. Stay there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that I can't give you the answer because I'm in a different place. I'm looking at this from a whole different angle. And
everybody's going to have your path.
Right. You got the answer. You didn't have to ask me. You got the answer to your question. Go within, and you're going to find that answer yourself.
Mm-hmm. As within, so without.
Go where?
As above, so
wait,
below.
Wait. Go where?
Go within. Meditate.
Talk to yourself.
Yeah, go within. Meditation is a form of healing. That's an ancient science. It's an ancient science.
Yep. Fast.
He knows all this, Goddess. Like I said, there's no one I respect more. We got our disagreements because he exists in the world of the physical, which is the technological world, and he can tell you anything you want to know about where this technology is going. But again, as you stated, he's on that path where that event hasn't happened to him. And I told him recently, as many who are listening to us right now can attest, he would tell you if he's still on here, that when he has that experience, it's going to change his life forever.
Can I add something to your
Remember, I had this talk and I said about potential and kinetic energy and potential energy and how when you're an oracle, you can see the potential, but you can't make a person move until they're ready.
Yes,
exactly.
You're absolutely correct.
Bang, bang. That's the key.
Now, who was that wanted to say something?
Crazy Eddie. My point is, just like what he's speaking to, he does it all the time. He emphasizes on where things are going, right?
Yes.
Are they there yet?
They're not going there. That's a false reality.
No. What I'm emphasizing on is what Tut does. Excuse me for interrupting you, but see, he speaks on where things are going. He speaks on the technology that's here now that some people don't know about, and he emphasizes on where things are going. That's an intuitive faculty right there, isn't it?
It's not going there because the solar flash is getting ready to come. It's not going there. It's a false reality. It's not going there. People need to let it go. That's the problem. That's why it's got to be let go. You are the ultimate technology. Everything that they are designing in technological form is an aspect of what you already have within.
Yeah, it's a synthesis. Everything that they do is a synthesis.
It's a synthesis, exactly. It's a program. So you're going to lock yourself back into another AI program with technology that you already have been given from the Great Mother right now? You're wasting your time on something inorganic when you are organic, so it's no point.
Indeed.
It's like...
You said it much better than I could, but I've said exactly the same things on this program for years.
Continuously.
That's why I don't even wear watches, because I always tell people the cosmos dictates all time and all movement.
Exactly.
We just roll with it. We don't dictate it. It doesn't matter if you put a watch on your wrist or put one in your pocket. That's a synthesis of time. That's not time.
That's right. Calendar is out of course. Who created the Farmer's Almanac?
I saw a lot of balance, guys.
We don't even got the right geographical locations or names or nothing no more, nothing. People think that north is south and south is north, like the map is upside down, everything.
Mm-hmm. We've been
in a whole month we don't got. The month of soul, think about that, y'all. The month of soul, because it's 13 months. You could be born during that month. They don't even talk about the month of soul and what that meant to us and commit. So we on a false timeline. We on a false timeline right now because the Jesus Christ didn't exist for us. So that's day timeline. That's spell work.
So let me ask you a question. What Chuck wants to ask you. Is the world round or flat? Is the world round or flat? That's what Chuck wants to ask.
Oh, boy.
It's a spheroidal pipe. How about that?
Say that again.
Oh, that's right. That's like some breeze fan information right
there.
Can you
repeat that?
Antarctica is a donut.
What did you
say?
Too many
talking at the same time.
Yeah, let her repeat that, please.
It's a spheroidal pipe. It's definitely not a sphere. We know that. But it's not totally flat. It's a pipe. It's called a spheroidal pipe.
But Tutmos, for you, that would be like a muamua.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Rob.
What the shape is called? Yeah, I mean, that's technically what the shape is called. Like, but yeah, it ain't round like that. We all know that's a lie. But they even tell us that the globe is a lie. They say it's a depiction. What do they say? What word do they put on it when they
CGI.
Show you the globe?
CGI. It's CGI.
Yeah. They say
can I be heard?
Like, yes, Eddie.
Yes, sir. For one, one of them is called animated. All of the pictures of Earth are animated. Like they say, CGI is animated. It's not real. And you touch, Kwame touched on the word Aquarius, which is, this is the age we're in, but it's the same year. Aquarius is 34, which is that 7. And also mentioned nature, Aquarius, memory and consciousness. Memory is 16, which is 7. Consciousness is 7. And basically what it is, remember an old song by Gil Scott. It says, whoever controls your resources controls your world. In retrospect, resources is 43, which is that 7. And that starts, your resources starts right there in your thought. Thought is 41, which is that 5. And resources is 43, which is that 7, 5G. Again, what they're trying to block. Because our thoughts, we can manifest. Thought is 41, manifest is 32, it's the 5. That Christ consciousness. But again, it starts with the resources of our thinking. Where do you get your thought from? As Parliament says, where do you get your thought from? Where do you get it? See, because you can use it. You can use it. And stop being used because, again, just like we can manifest from our thoughts, conversation manifests what they're pushing. When we start to regurgitate the nonsense that they're pushing, the way that they push it, with this occult words of English, we stuck, we caught. We can't get out. But we got the power, family. And with that, I just wanted to relate that because we can do it. We're talking about it right now, and that's activating what's already in us to do. That's the beauty. Who had the question?
I just always wanted to ask this question amongst a tribe of thinkers. So my question is this. Since we're on the wrong calendar, and this is not our ancestors' astrology, really apply to us? Or should we be going off of the old astrology, the old thing, and not the new?
I'll just give my opinion first. I mentioned just a minute ago, I don't wear and haven't worn timepieces for years and years. So I've never operated off their calendar. I don't celebrate anything off their calendar. I don't know everything that there is to know about the ancestors and the system that they use. But for what I do know, they tended to be more accurate because they didn't exist outside of the cosmos. Everything they did was in alignment with the cosmos. And that's how I live my life.
I've been just wondering about that, like, you know, because we use a lot of astrology and, like, spell work and different things, you know, stuff like that.
Yes.
Readings, natal charts, synastry, and I was just looking into, like, the Julian calendar and all of that stuff that happened in the missing days and months, and I'm like,
yeah,
am I really born in July? Like, you know. You know where I'm coming from, y'all. Like, it messed me up because I'm like, wait a minute.
Try this one for size, goddess. You were in the womb allegedly for 9 months. That's a life. That's a year. How come when you come out the womb now, all of a sudden, it's 12 months?
Exactly. It don't make no sense, right?
Right. You're right. You are.
Not only that, most astrologers now deal with the Vedic astrology also. See, the Chinese and the Hindustan Indians, they still govern themselves according to their ancient calendar. So I think that's another reason why some astrologers utilize their celestial systems also, you know. But going back to my thing, what I said about the Farmer's Almanac, that's in reference to farming and, you know, the new year and all of that. So most people still govern themselves according to the equinox and the solstice. They might not say it, but a lot of people do those things, you know. So that's, I say that's the supreme calendar because the change in the seasons happens in the heavens. And you could tell when nature wakes up in reference to new year and all of those things. Just like a female cycle, you know, that's relative to time also. So,
yes,
that's what
that cycle is in alignment with the moon.
Okay.
Has anybody ever meditated, gone into a meditative state, and you felt like you were there for weeks or months even, and when you come out of it, only 7 so-called minutes of this frequency's time has passed?
When you look at that experience right here on Truth to Power, when we meditate sometimes, it seems like I've been in there for 15 minutes.
There you go. And it could be a 5-minute meditation, right? Or 2 minutes in what they call time or their time. Even in the Matrix movie, and people that know me know I always reference the Matrix movie, one thing that they had to keep doing was jacking themselves into this so-called reality. But when they came out of it, time moved differently. They existed differently. Mm-hmm. When Neo woke up, he woke up outside of the Matrix. When we come outside of the Matrix to this Matrix that we're in to meditate and things like that, we have our awakenings. I had my experiences outside of the Matrix. I still have them outside of the Matrix. And it seems like days pass. Even when we go to what they call a period of sleep, which is another form of meditation, or go into deep REM, You can go through so many things. You can go through battles and things like that. So I think the answer was right in your question, Empress, that no, none of this shit is for real. The only thing that's real is within, when you go within. And I always tell everybody, your answers come from within. As within, so without, because our morphogenic field, as they say, the law of attraction, when they stole some of the hermetic principles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they packaged it into the law of attraction. That was only a remix of the hermetic principles, which kind of teaches you how to use your morphogenic field that's around you to create the reality and to pull in or magnetize the things that you want. And even in the definition of morphogenic, when it talks about the cells, how the cells, every cell in your body has the ability to morph into another cell to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all about getting away. That's why they want to keep us locked into social media, locked into these stories on the so-called news, locked into all of these falsehoods that they put on the tell lie vision, that tell lies to your vision.
But what is the reality?
Human blood
is what? The human blood
Who was talking? Because too many people were talking at work.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt nobody. Was somebody talking?
No, I was just because we're talking about the energy and the human blood. If you have an iron deficiency, it's iron because the iron is what it gives us the power to pull that magnetic pull from the energy and above. And the part that we're overstanding is time. Time spelled backwards is emit. This is what we do.
Yeah.
We have to understand how to emit our frequency. In them giving us this concept of time, that means is that they're tying us up. Tie me. That's what it spells. When you do it the other way, tie me.
Go ahead, Kwame.
Bind me. That means bind me. But when you flip it around, you are the controller in how you emit your frequency. And the part of it is that in the mineral system that we have, this is why we have to have, our blood has to have a certain amount of iron because it keeps that magnetic pull that we draw into us. And the other part is that we're crystalline also. And so what we're looking at, and that's why the heart is the seat of the will, and that's why the heart is connected to the earth. Because the frequency in which it beats with the same rhythmic beat of the earth pulse, and it also beats with the planetary and solar pulse. And
yes.
The thing that we're doing and looking at the calendar, it takes 25,920 years for our solar system to go around the Milky Way. In the essence of it is we stay 2,160 years in each constellational sign. And this is why we're ending the Piscean era and going into the Aquarian era, because we're moving counterclockwise. The Milky Way spins one way, and we spin another way. And the part of the tube that she was speaking of, that's because we overstood. If you ever look at the ship, we know how to travel through wormholes.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to another galaxy, we travel through wormholes. That's where they got the concept thinking that the world is round, is because you travel through a tube. Everything is round. If you look at it, your umbilical cord, your navel, is round. This was what connected and fed through that tube. That's your wormhole.
You're talking about like when Neo basically got plucked from the Matrix.
Right, but you saw when they were showing you how they said we're energy, all of them was connected to the umbilical cord.
Yes.
That's how you grow from.
Yeah. So when they got him out the Matrix, they unplugged him, and he flowed down through this tube, and the water came right behind him, almost as if it was a female.
Y'all
remember
when they
It was a rebirth, y'all. It was a new baptism.
Y'all been able to slow down time? Because I've been able to slow down time. If I'm running late for somewhere and I'm driving, I'll be right on time. And plus, when I was in a couple of emergencies, time slowed down. I was in a car wreck one time, and stuff slowed down. And I was about to fall off the roof because the ladder slipped, and I'm hanging on the building. Time slowed down, man. It was like, I got to do something. Time slowed down. I slowed down time at the thing. And then when that ladder slipped, I'm hanging on the building. I'm hanging on the building, two stories up. And some dude below me told me he gonna catch me. Nah, get the hell from under me, man. I gotta figure it out. I didn't let go of the building. I let go of the building, and I floated down, y'all. I floated down and landed on my feet like a black cat in slow motion, man.
Go ahead, Brother West.
But that was you emitting your energy. It wasn't about the time.
Yeah.
Everything slowed down.
you emitted, you changed your frequency that you didn't want to be gravitationally pulled to the earth at a fast speed, so you threw everything down. You stopped emitting.
Yeah.
You didn't
do it a lot.
Yeah.
And you can make yourself disappear, too. I've made myself disappear.
I was in a car accident as well when I was younger with my brother, and right before impact, and I told this story to some of the other tribe, right before impact, there was a flash of white light. I kept my eyes open the whole time. My brother and I grabbed each other. The car got totaled. Where I was sitting, I would have been dead. And when I came to, we came back into the car. I asked my brother, I said, what do you remember? He said, I remember seeing a flash of light.
Yep.
So in essence, what happened was or both of us displaced ourselves from that point in time of impact.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequently coming back as soon as the crash was over with, because my father looked at the car. He said, you have no scratches on you. You should have been dead. What is going on here? So that is a fact. We had that going back to what he was saying about emitting. We were able to emit some type of a wormhole, some type of an energy vortex to take us out of that instant to avoid being killed and unalived in that accident. So that is all possible. All of that is possible.
Yeah,
we are unlimited spiritual beings. Mm-hmm.
The car was spinning around. I said, "Oh shit!" And everything got slow. The car was spinning around. And then I got hit on my side. So when it hit, I got super strength, man. I almost snatched the door off the car and didn't knock, man. I ain't lying. That's true story, bro.
I love it.
You know how you see they show females can pull a car, be on their child or something, and they can move that car by themselves?
One arm.
Friend of mine, mother, I think it was like a 76 Riviera. One of her children was underneath that car, and she picked that car up off that child. Yeah.
Cars was tanks.
That spaceship Riviera?
You know the one with the back window like an arrow?
Yeah, we call it spaceship.
Yep, that's the one. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
The biggest car you ever made, man.
Yes, indeed. Hey, man, it happened in front of a Catholic church. All the Italians and whatnot in the neighborhood said, that was Jesus. She looked at him and said, I don't know what y'all talking about. Yes, indeed. But let's consider our Father's prayer. What does the word thine? Thine means the self, right? For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory. You know, they got people thinking that they praying to some spook out in the sky. But you're talking to yourself. You're talking to your higher self. You're talking to the innate within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, we're getting down to our last 10 minutes, and I just want to give a word to Tuckmos. You know how when you're in school and the teacher spank you on your hand? And I'm going to spank you on your hand for disrespecting our guest here and then leaving from the table. You don't do that. and Dr. Steele, we definitely appreciate you being here, and we appreciate the work that you do. And I appreciate everybody at the mound table and the listeners. And this is like, Wes, like you say, this is a great time to be alive. And I just want to tell everyone better love, and we'll keep this energy going. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and better love.
Thank you, Sister Bear. And thank you, guys.
Thank you for what you are, Sister. This show now.
Uh-oh.
Thank y'all. Thank us. Thank us.
Okay, family. Better love.
Better love.
Better love.
Okay. Gotta be.
like that note?
Baby, 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 look to the sky. Baby, 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 look to the sky. Seek you to find the third eye. Seek you to find the third eye. Secrets of number, secrets of song. Secrets of number, secrets of song. Secrets of wisdom will be found. Baby, 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 look to the sky, seeking to find the third.